The Durango Art Brigade is a public art initiative that launched last year in response to the pandemic. The project's goal is to adorn spaces around the community with art and enhance the city's creative economy. The initiative is a partnership between Durango's Creative District, Durango Creative Economy Commission, Local First, Durango Business Improvement District, and the Dumpster Beautification Project. The group currently has 17 projects available for artists young and old throughout La Plata County. Haley Kirkman is the executive director of Durango's Creative District. She says the art can be created on anything from murals at La Plata County Airport to bump outs on Main Avenue, all the way to paintings on trailers.
I mean, we're interested in everything from, you know, social justice artwork to, like, what can young kids make? What kind of chalk art could they make? How can we work with green spaces and live plants to activate the Central Business District and the Creative District itself?
The Art Brigade is offering paid opportunities for artists anywhere from $50 to $500 with reimbursements for materials. For Kirkman, it was really important to be able to pay artists for their work.
We really want to do away with this concept that has been prevalent with both visual artists and musicians that they should work for free for exposure or what have you. But we do. We want to kick in funding, and it's not a whole lot that we're working with right now. But we do see a great potential for this to increase. I mean, we doubled our budget this year, and we've been going after grants like crazy to get more supplemental funding directly in the hands of artists.
Kirkman says that applicants must be in La Plata County, including the Southern Ute Indian Reservation. Although the sites for art will be in Durango's Creative District boundaries because it's paid for in part by city money. Kirkman says she's actively engaging with creative districts throughout Southwest Colorado to enhance the region's creative economy.
And we also have been working with other regional creative districts and burgeoning creative districts. You know, Ignacio is working on their certification. Mingus is already certified. We're working with Telluride and Cortez, and we're having these active discussions about how to activate our creative economy, get people traveling between towns, and to really support this region's creative sector. Just know that while we did have to put a boundary area on the creative district for the purpose of the application, we are very much intending to serve the region.
Down the line, Kirkman is hopeful that with support of the recent passing of the lodgers tax in the city of Durango, it can continue to encourage funding more opportunities for art in the community.
I see that with the lodgers tax funding and the arts and culture funding that will come from that we're going to see a sort of renaissance happen in Durango, support for arts like we've never known before, because we didn't have this kind of sustainable long-term funding.
The deadline to apply for the Durango Art Brigade is on Friday, April 30th at 5 p.m. Reporting for KSUT News, I'm Sarah Flower.